Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, the list is out. Parents Magazine has the most family-friendly cars. Why pets and pot don't mix. And Oprah just invested a lot of money in something new. Chances are you're planning to go to a water park this summer. It's a great way to stay cool. But it's so important amidst all the fun to keep safety in mind. The International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions has issued guidelines for adults and kids looking to hit the local water park. Kids under 4 feet tall should wear a life vest approved by the Coast Guard. Families can bring their own to make sure they've got one in the right size. Bring a hat and shirt to avoid getting too much sun. When going in the water, make sure to wear waterproof sunscreen. Obey all signs and lifeguards. That includes height restrictions and signs that say no diving. Many slides also require guests to go down feet first to prevent head or neck injuries. The CDC says to avoid spreading illness, stay out of the water if you're not feeling well. Experts also say water shoes are the best way to avoid walking in anything unsanitary. By the way, about 80 million people visit water parks every single year. Let's go to the floor of the New York Stock Exchange now for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. So, Nicole, as if Oprah hasn't done enough already, she has a brand new business venture?
That's right, Kristen. Oprah has invested a significant amount of money in a health-driven restaurant brand called True Food Kitchen. The Phoenix-based chain was founded 10 years ago and currently operates in 10 states. Twitter is cleaning up its platform by beginning its purge. Suspicious and dormant accounts. This could affect people with a high number of followers, such as celebrities and politicians. Congress may have a solution for the nation's truck driver shortage. The idea is to lower the age limit from 21 to 18 to get more drivers on the road.
Sounds like a major move. How bad is the shortage?
Just 2 years ago, the industry was short 36,000 drivers. That number is expected to surpass 63,000 this year and could grow to 174,000 by 2026 if nothing is done.
Okay, interesting stuff. As always, thank you, Nicole. Well, the 2018 Emmy nominations were just announced with Game of Thrones, The Handmaid's Tale, Westworld, and The Americans leading the pack. Even though ABC famously canceled the highly rated Roseanne reboot after the show's star went on a racist tirade on Twitter, Laurie Metcalf received a nomination for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy. Allison Janney and Tracee Ellis Ross are favorites in the Lead Female in a Comedy Series category. And after taking home the trophy last year, Sterling K. Brown is nominated again for his role in This Is Us. John Legend got a nomination for Lead Actor in a Limited Series or TV Movie for his role in Jesus Christ Superstar, as did Antonio Banderas for Genius Picasso. Well, as parents, we're always looking for the best when it comes to safety, especially when it comes to our cars. And with Parents Magazine releasing their top family cars of 2018, we have Mindy Walker, executive editor at Parents Magazine, here to tell us about this. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, Kristen. Yes, Parents Magazine and Edmunds teamed up to research hundreds of cars this year, and we narrowed the list down to the top 10 that offer the best value and family-friendly features. Let's start with the sedans. One of our favorites was the Honda Accord. It's so roomy and has advanced safety features. If you've got a teenager, though, the Chevrolet Malibu is a winner. Its teen driver technology allows you to disable the audio until front seats are buckled.
All right, I love that feature. And Mindy, I have two kids of my own, so can you tell me, what are the best cars with plenty of room, especially for a growing family?
For the best minivan, the award goes to the Honda Odyssey. It fits up to 6 seats and has super adjustable second row. You can see all 10 winners at parents.com/best cars.
Well, I'll definitely have to check that out. Thanks, Mindy. A new report says that some women would be better off not being screened for breast cancer. Here to tell us more is Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Glenz. Doctor, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I think a lot of people are going to be shocked at this report.
Yeah.
How could not being tested be beneficial for patients?
There's no consensus amongst, you know, my specialty, OBGYN, radiology, oncology, the breast cancer doctors, and everybody kind of has their own recommendations. What this is really addressing is the issue of what we call false positive testing. It's also, this study specifically is addressing cost in this, but the costs are also psychological and emotional. So that's where the jumping off point is for this.
Okay, so all things considered, what can women do to get the best care?
So here's what people need to do.
Okay.
They need to assess their own risk to the extent that they can, and they need to talk about, you guys need to talk about it with your doctors. This is the deal. If you have a personal history of a breast mass, if you have a big family history of breast cancer or any genetic syndromes that might increase your risk, if you've had radiation basically from here to here as a kid or as a young adult, like if you had lymphoma or if you had thyroid cancer, these are all things that increase your risk. If you have very dense breasts, you need to be getting your mammograms on a regular basis. And you may need to be getting ultrasounds or something else too. Other people, maybe you don't have to do it every year, but please discuss it with your provider.
Such valuable information, doctor, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, well, by now, you're probably familiar with instructions to create a new password. You know, at least one capital letter, one lowercase letter, a number, a symbol, and it can't be one you've already used before. Well, a new survey shows 64% of Americans are frustrated with these elaborate rules. The study also found about 3 out of 4 people said they struggled to keep track of all their passwords. And that makes sense when you consider they have an average of 34 accounts, which include email, social media, banking, and shopping. 71% of people think there are just too many security measures overall. Experts say companies have to find a balance between security and customer satisfaction, and that's not easy in this digital age. So until there's a new and better way, we're stuck remembering all of our passwords. And whatever you do, don't use password for your password. Okay, pet lovers, listen up here. Dogs are being poisoned by marijuana at an alarming rate. According to the American Veterinarian Medical Association, accidental weed ingestion by pets is up a mind-blowing 448% in the last 6 years. And about 90% of those affected are dogs. Because dogs have more cannabinoid receptors than humans, they're more susceptible to the effects of marijuana than people. California vet Peter Bowie says the best way to compare it is to the idea of a really bad trip. They are disoriented, hyperreactive, and they can also be somnolent. They stumble around and they pee on themselves. Bowie says marijuana toxicity is treatable, and you should contact your vet immediately if you suspect they've been poisoned. And it's not just ingestion. Marijuana smoke can give dogs a contact buzz. So vets advise against smoking with pets in the room. Croatia will play in its first ever World Cup final after its win against England. And everyone there went crazy after the match. Well, everyone except for maybe one person in the country. Meet Nikola Kalinic. Soccer fans are roasting him today for something that happened about a month ago. Kalinic was on Croatia's World Cup team, but during the first game of the group stage, he refused to enter the game as a substitute. The coach ended up kicking him off the team after that game, saying this had happened before. Kalinic said he couldn't play because of a back issue. Well, now he'll be watching the World Cup final from home instead of having a chance to play in it. So you can only imagine the soccer player is kicking himself for making a decision that cost him a chance at history. Watch Croatia take on France in the World Cup final Sunday at 11 Eastern on Fox. All right, this time of year, it's pretty much heating up everywhere. And when it comes to keeping cool, Steve Noviello from Fox 4 Dallas has some great ideas on how to use things already in your house to beat the heat. Hi, Steve.
All free and all effective. Let's start with what you're going to eat. We all know that we should eat lighter and colder during the summer months, but you should also eat smaller. Here's why. Your body has to heat up to digest large meals. So the smaller the portions, the less heat your body has to create for a shorter amount of time, which will actually keep your body temperature down. Speaking of keeping temperatures down, how about this? A bowl of ice cubes in front of your box fan. It works to help cool the air that the fan is pushing out and creates a nice cooling mist for the room. And speaking of keeping things cold, whether it's the sunscreen or the moisturizer, get it out of the cabinet and into the refrigerator or the cooler if you're at the lake or the pool. That way, when you apply it, it creates a nice, no-hassle cooling effect on your skin. You can share the ways that you're going to keep your cool this summer right now, facebook.com/SaveMeSteve.
As usual, all great tips. Thanks, Steve. Not only are Americans not using their paid time off, but it also seems there's a distinct gender gap when it comes to vacation. Project Time Off says 54% of American workers have unused PTO at the end of the year. But more interesting is that market research company Civic Science surveyed more than 1,600 people and found that 56% of men said they plan to use all of their vacation time this year, while only 44% of women said they would. The report's author said, if all things were equal, well, shouldn't men and women be taking equal advantage of the vacation days they've accumulated? What could be dissuading women from making the most of their time off? Well, good question. The survey noted that parental status didn't play a role, so it has nothing to do with the mom card. One expert says men typically have more career confidence, so they feel secure leaving the office, whereas a lot of women feel the need to apologize when taking time off. Well, hopefully we get to a point where nobody has to apologize for taking a vacation. We've earned it. In today's hometown stories from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, when they were in fifth grade, best friends Vance Tomasi and Chase Hartman started the nonprofit Read Repeat. The organization collects gently used books and donates them to students in need throughout Hillsborough County, Florida. And Vance and Chase recently got an added boost from the professional ice hockey team, the Tampa Bay Lightning. They were given the Lightning Community Hero of Tomorrow Award, which came with a $25,000 scholarship and a $25,000 donation to Read Repeat. In our second story from Fox 4 Dallas, 20-year-old Jessica Gutierrez started to develop kidney problems when she was just 5 years old. And when she ended up needing a kidney transplant, she found the perfect match, her mom, Maribel. When Methodist Dallas Hospital approached Jessica about live streaming the surgery on Facebook, she didn't hesitate to say yes. Jessica said it was an opportunity to educate people about kidney donation. And more than 100,000 people tuned in to watch the successful surgery. And in our final story from Fox 10 Phoenix, 7-year-old Brendan Davies is a fighter. He had a heart transplant 6 years ago and was diagnosed with cancer last year. But that hasn't stopped him from living life to the fullest. Brendan's dream is to be a police officer one day. And the Peoria Police Department pulled out all the stops to make Brendan a police officer for a day. And Brendan's upbeat attitude is an inspiration to us all. Costco fans aren't happy about a recent change to the store's food offerings. The retailer is removing its Polish hot dogs from the food court menu. The sausages are a favorite of many shoppers, or at least they were. The chain says it has to make room for healthier options. It now offers an acai bowl, plant-based protein salad, and some vegan items. But now shoppers are sharing their anger on social media. One tweeted, "Keep the Polish hot dog, Costco. Where is your humanity?" Another wrote, "How could you do such a thing?" with the hashtag boycott Costco. One Facebook user asked, "Is nothing sacred anymore?" There's even a change.org petition to keep the Polish hot dog on the Costco menu. The company wouldn't comment when asked whether the outcry might keep kielbasa on the menu. The Polish hot dogs are still sold in bulk, and the company has no plans to stop selling its beef hot dog combo, just $1.50 for a Frank and a soda. Costco says that hot dog is something you don't mess with. All right, here's a cool story. One successful chef in Philadelphia has found a way to live out his dream and give back at the same time. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philadelphia joins us now with more about this amazing cause. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, remember this name now, Kristen. Chef Jared Cannon. He has started a store called Simply Good Jars Kitchen. So what they do is they take, like, mason jars, glass jars, put a whole meal in there, put the lid on, but that's not what is unique about this story.
Nothing goes in the garbage. We are able to reuse that container. Every jar that comes back to us, we're gonna donate one meal to feed the hungry and the homeless.
Well, Chef Jared and his team get most of their food supplies from local farmers who sometimes have to throw away their crops.
So, Mike, how many meals has Chef Jared been able to donate so far?
Oh, listen to this. In just 7 months, they've donated 6,000 meals.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, we certainly hope Chef Jared keeps up the good work. Thanks, Mike. Well, most people don't drink enough water every day, and you're almost definitely not drinking enough in the summertime. So how much should you be consuming? Well, a lot of it depends on your weight and body type. But in general, nutritionist Laura Minchin says 2 to 4 liters a day for adults. Water consumption needs to be amped up in the summer because your body releases more sweat during the hot temperatures. Registered dietitian Amy Shapiro suggests eating certain foods can help you stay hydrated too. She says eating fruits and vegetables can contribute majorly to healthy hydration. In the summer, watermelon is a great source for hydration as it contains water. But the best way to make sure you stay hydrated, drink enough water throughout the day so that you never get to the point where you actually feel thirsty. New statistics from the Labor Department show Americans quit their job in the month of May at the fastest rate since 2001. But don't worry, that's actually a good sign. The numbers show 2.4% of people left their job by choice. And that's good because experts say a rising quit rate is a sign workers are confident in the economy. Most people who quit feel they can find another job and usually move on to higher paying positions. And that could be a positive for everyone. Economists say people leaving to find better jobs could force companies to raise wages to retain employees or attract new ones. Nobody likes a quitter, but in this case, the people quitting their jobs for new ones could be helping the U.S. economy continue to grow. If you ever have trouble sleeping, it may be because of the color of paint in your bedroom. A recent survey found what tones people said provided the best and worst atmospheres for sleep. One of the colors that best promotes good sleep is blue. It symbolizes the sky and the sea, which can calm and relax people. Yellow radiates joy, but don't go too bright. And silver is another good color. It reminds people of moonlight, telling our brains it's time to go to sleep. Now to colors you should not paint your bedroom. Brown is considered to be gloomy and depressing. In fact, most workaholics in the study had brown paint in their bedroom. Gray is actually the most popular color in home design, but it doesn't belong in the bedroom. That's because it makes people feel isolated, which doesn't promote good sleep. And gold reminded people about money, which led them to worry about financial issues instead of focusing on resting. So the next time you're updating the color scheme in your bedroom, keep these colors in mind and you could be resting a little bit easier. A Canadian woman has struck it rich, winning the lottery with a payout of $1,000 every week for the rest of her life. But it's what she's doing with that money that's bringing her true happiness. 55-year-old Rachel LaPierre is basically giving her winnings away. The Quebec resident started a charity called Les Books Humanitaires and is helping those less fortunate. As a former beauty queen and Miss Quebec, LaPierre already knows what it feels like to live a lavish lifestyle. But she says, "I think happiness comes from the heart. It's nice to have a new home or car. It can be really fun, but you don't need that to be happy." And LaPierre is spreading the happiness globally. She's traveled to India, Haiti, and Senegal to help those in need. So it's true, more money can buy happiness if you give it all away. A Texas teen got a perfect score on a standardized math test. And while that's quite an accomplishment, it's even more remarkable for Cade Elias. Cade was diagnosed with autism when he was 2 and didn't speak in full sentences until he was 4. Now 13, he plays games on his phone like other teens, but prefers ones that focus on math. His mother credits his success to those games and a special curriculum at his school for high-functioning students with autism. She said she almost fell out of her chair when she read the email that said her son got every single math question correct. Cade, on the other hand, said some parts of the test were hard, but others were easy. He'll now take pre-AP math in 8th grade and says he eventually wants to use his math skills to code computers, and I'm sure he will. Well, here's a question. Do you like to golf? A lot of everyday golfers playing around with friends will add a little wager to make the round more interesting. Well, two of the biggest names in golf could soon take that to the extreme. Golf.com is reporting Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson are working out the details for a primetime TV special where they play one round of golf one-on-one, and the winner would take home $10 million. The two hinted at the one-on-one matchup before playing a round together at the Players' Championship in May. Mickelson proposed bypassing a tournament and just playing head-to-head with Tiger, and Tiger saying he wasn't against that. Golf.com is reporting negotiations were already underway at that point, so it was a bit of showmanship for both of the players. So now fans are anxiously waiting to see if this all comes together and when they'll be able to check out this made-for-TV $10 million golf event. There's a place called Ascension Island that's 1,000 miles away from land in any direction. Animal experts call it a Jurassic Park lost in the South Atlantic Ocean. And Nat Geo shows you why. Here's a preview in this week's Nat Geo Minute.
Ascension plays host to one of nature's greatest showdowns. Thousands of the ocean's most deadly predators arrive from far and wide to fight it out in a high-stakes battle royale.
Watch the premiere of Shark vs. Tuna Sunday at 9, 8 Central on Nat Geo Wild. And that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. A shocking number of Americans are trying to lose weight. Plus, how 20-year-old Kylie Jenner's fortune could hit $1 billion. And these firefighters saved a man's life, but that's not the only way they helped him. You can also listen to today's biggest stories on the Top 30 podcast. We'll see you next time right here on Top 30. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.